The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you I am a boat rocker.
Yes, indeed. You ready, Pretty Little Princess?
I'm ready.
Okay. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess. Just a little side note here, friends. Just saying, video feed is up for Sons and Daughters of Liberty members only. You might want to check that out. Go to Facebook on Sons of Liberty Radio. Facebook, check it out. If you're a member of the Sons of Liberty and or a daughter of Liberty, well, you can check us out. You can see Bradley Dean. That would be me and moi, moi and moi, my pretty little princess to the right of me. But she doesn't want to be seen right now.
No, you know, actually.
So we'll just get to that in just a moment, okay? How does that sound?
All right.
All right, just hang on a second. So you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess that does not want to be seen on camera today. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. We are the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. We're the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. But welcome to the show, and again, friends, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go to Facebook, check up on some of the uploads that we just put out there, friends, just a couple minutes ago. That's Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or if you'd like to go to my personal website, you can do that as well. That is Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E. There's two different pages, one personal, one fan page. Like them both if you would. And or, friends, if you would like to follow me on my Twitter account, that is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 again on my Twitter account. Again, double E. Phone lines are accessible. Now, friends, I do have to tell you this. We were excited about getting the phone lines up yesterday to make them accessible to you, our listeners, only to find out this morning that the phone lines were completely cut off. Now, how that works, now, isn't it interesting that no matter what kind of mistakes the phone company makes, you still have to pay the bill? But we do want that they are accessible right now. And they are available right now. And that number is 1-866-233-7747. So, folks, the bottom line here is if you'd like to give us a phone call, you can do that. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. If we're going to pay the bill, at least use the phone line, right? And concerning the phone company, they should at least have the phone line up if they're going to send us a bill. So, again, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, my pretty little princess?
Well, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And I just want to say, you know, if I was not already a daughter of Liberty, I would definitely sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty, be able to watch the news feed. The video feed.
For sure.
Absolutely. I think you're going to enjoy that. You can see how fun the show is in person.
You mock me?
No. I'm telling you that people would want to see how the radio show goes live because it's very fun. So we encourage you to become Son or Daughters of Liberty. Sign up for the membership there. You can dial our phone number. We'll tell you all about that. Now, I wanted to mention this. We had mentioned before that one of our affiliates posted an article on Western Journalism, and it was called Soros-Funded Website Attacks Christians. And it was based on an article sharing about what Change.org did about us being at the Minnesota State Fair because we stand for marriage between one man and one woman, basically biblical constitutional
truths.
Most Americans stand for. Well, we just checked that up again and noticed that there is 20,000 shares on that
article.
By the
way, that's 20,000 Facebook likes and 20,000 shares. And then there's 350 almost on the tweets. So it shows you that people are responding. And we just wanted to tell you, hey, we appreciate that because we are in this together.
And it tells you how like-minded everyone is. Like you said, we are in this together. So please check it out. Soros-funded website attacks Christians on Western Journalism. You don't want to miss that. It's going to be great. And if you have not read it.
What don't we want to miss?
We don't want to miss reading that article on the Soros-funded website attacks Christians because...
Okay, I'm the one that's getting beat up here. What's great about that?
It's great
because
people are standing up and saying no. Christians are not going to be attacked. Christians need to stand up for their biblical truths, their constitutional values, and fight the good fight of faith. And that's what we're seeing on that article. So that's why you want to check it out.
Okay.
Because you want to join the fight.
Yes.
Spiritually speaking, of course. And also, preacher and rocker Bradley Dean teaches college professors a thing or two about America's constitutional heritage to a group of college professors and rouse them to a new level of American loyalty, said the article on freedomoutpost.com. We had a great response from Tev. He said, make them learn the principles of liberty. So that's another great article written by, well, I was going to say yours truly. What would that be?
I appreciate that.
One of the two. Okay. Mr. Bradley Dean, check it out on freedomoutpost.com. You won't want to miss that as well. Now, also, some good gold nuggets by the Dean. If you are not yet hooked up with Bradley on Facebook, you really need to do so. There's so many gold nuggets of truth that come out on a daily basis, and I want to share a couple with you. This is a gold nugget by the Dean that you posted on Facebook. It's a quote by Martin Luther that says, faith takes reason by the throat and strangles the beast. Another good gold nugget of truth that you posted.
Yeah, because faith and reason are like oil and water. Reason is enemy to faith. You need to understand that because you'll always get reasonable men around you when faith calls you to step out.
That's right. Okay. It's the faith of the Son of God. So another good gold nugget that we have is unless our faith makes us pine after holiness and after conformity to God, it is no better than the faith of devils.
Prince of Preachers.
Charles Spurgeon. Great. And I also want to give you some feedback from some students who have seen the Sons of Liberty in our presentation. One response said this. The Sons of Liberty gave me an amazing presentation. They made me realize that without soldiers, we wouldn't have freedom. And kids, for young people to even understand that point, to learn the value of liberty, as Bradley mentions before, when we do these high school assembly programs, at the beginning we say, how many of you know your rights? And barely anyone raises their hand. And then we say, unless you know your rights, you don't have any rights.
Well, they laugh about it.
They laugh about it as well. But by the end of our presentation, you say, okay, now how many of you would want me to go desecrate the graves at Arlington? They say, I'll rip your head up because now they understand the price of their liberties and freedom. That's what the Sons of Liberty is all about.
And that's where we wanted to bring them. We wanted to bring them to a position where they would stand up and fight for what's been given unto them and that sacrifice that men had laid down to give them. And what is it? It's called freedom. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back after this break. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Phone lines are accessible. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to call in, lay it out there for 53 countries to hear, my friends. Just got back from North Carolina last week. Talked a little bit about that. But what's interesting, I want to take you down to a couple high school assemblies that I did and just kind of bring you inside the doors into the dormitories and the auditories. I'm being a little facetious here. But in saying that, friends, I did a high school assembly program in Kabul, Missouri. And what I'm leading up to, friends, is I want to give you some of the referrals from the students that are in colleges, not in the high schools. But again, I want to bring you inside of these auditoriums. I want to show you what's going on. I want to show you what it takes to get there and to bring forth the answers. And I'm going to leave you with the question. The students leave with me, and I want to lay it to your candor. And I want to ask you how you're going to respond to what they're asking me. But I'll get to that in just a couple minutes. But when I did this high school assembly in Kabul, Missouri, highest crystal methane drug abuse is really what it comes down to in the country. It was one of the highest crystal methane rate usages in the country, friends. But when I did this high school assembly, I actually showed a picture of a baby. It was Samuel Armus, and it was a picture of the little, you know, the famous picture of the baby grabbing the doctor's finger because mama and daddy were there to preserve the baby's life in the womb, and the baby had spinal bifida. And what they had to do is they had to go inside of the womb and fix the baby's spine. But when they did that, to the surprise of the doctor, the little baby, Samuel Armus, grabbed the doctor's finger. And when they showed that picture during this assembly program, all of a sudden the principal comes out in front of 600 students and says, if this offends any of the students, I want you to know that you have the freedom to get up and leave right now. And friends, I want you to listen to me carefully, because the state-run media would have got their little dirty fingers into this whole thing, and they would have made it out to be, can you believe Bradley Dean went inside of a high school and actually exposed pictures of babies inside of the womb? I didn't say abortions, friends. I said the preservation of life. I wasn't advocating death. I was advocating life and the preservation of life. But the state-run media would have been in there and said, can you believe that he showed this picture? And they wouldn't have told you any of the story or any of the details as to what took place in other public schools. But I want you to know this, because this is what you will not hear. One teacher and one student out of 600 students got up and walked out. One teacher and one student. The state-run media would have got a hold of that, and they would have said, man, there was an uproar at the public high school. Masses of public school students and teachers got up and walked out of Bradley Dean's assembly. No, one teacher and one student. I said, okay, fair enough. They got up, they walked out. I couldn't believe this principal was that naive to know what I was actually doing. And the fact of the matter is, he probably knew what I was doing. So it's not like he did it inadvertently. He did it on purpose, friends. Well, once he's seen what happened, it totally backfired on him. Keep that word in the back of your mind, friends. It totally backfired on him. It totally backfired on him. It totally backfired on him. So in about 2 minutes after the teacher and the student left, he seen that the other ones didn't fall in suit or fall in line or follow his lead. So you know what he did, because of his little insecure stature? I mean, I'm 6'5", studly, my wife tells me. You know, I'm long hair, tattoos, probably a little intimidated. He comes back out 2 minutes later because no one followed his lead, friends. You know what happened? He comes out, he lies to the students and to the teacher faculty, and he says, assembly over, emergency at the school. See, but what you're not told, America, what you're not told, friends, is these young students are dying for someone to fight to get inside to show them the love that so many often profess. You know what they did? They stood up along with the teacher faculty and they gave me a standing ovation. I'm not looking for accolades. I'm looking for resolve. I'm looking for the preservation of life through the enforcement of our Mosaic institution towards crime and towards those that commit the crime, because I'm looking for righteousness and peace. And the way that you do that is you enforce the laws unto judgment. Read Isaiah 59, Isaiah 51. That's what sets a light to the nation, friends. Justice and judgment. Judgment is the guardian of liberty. It says on the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C., under Moses and the Ten Commandments. Right in the Supreme Court building. They stood up and they gave me a standing ovation. The teachers up in the balconies are hooting and hollering. By the way, if you'd like to see this video, it's available online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's called My War. Didn't go over too well with the little spineless principal. And I guarantee you, friends, that he had no clue as to what he was bringing down on himself. I did. I knew it was going to happen. I kept saying with myself, just keep pushing the envelope here, bro. It's going to backfire sooner or later. These kids are being tired of lied to. You know, I remember a principal one time came up to me and we were talking about the indoctrination going on in public schools. And he kind of just, you know, tongue in cheek, just said, you know what? Speaking of indoctrination, he said, you know what? Whatever comes from the top goes to the bottom. He said the science and the history books are being changed every 3 to 7 years. Thought it was a joke. These kids, these students are tired of being lied to. The teachers in the back, hooting and hollering. They're looking for someone to love on them and fight for them and take the lead. Leadership, men. Leadership, women. Give me liberty or give me death. Remember that? Patrick Henry, one of the Sons of Liberty. Isn't it time we take these calls and put a little pith and marrow in them to understand what they meant when they said them and what they had to go through to bring it and to give it? Every one of them students, I can't say exactly every single one of them, but I can say the mass majority of them students came down, shook my hand, telling me thank you very much for what I'd done. By bringing the truth to them. Did another school in Arkansas. Just got done playing JunkyardProfit.com. I'm a drummer for an international band as well. Just got done playing. A little waddly guy walks down the center of the aisle. There were 700 students in this particular school. Well, I'm doing this high school assembly. I'm talking about the Constitution. And here he comes, walking right down the aisle. Stops right in the middle of the assembly, right in front of all the students. And he said, Bradley, Dean, do you mind if I talk to you for a minute? And I looked at him and I thought, well, this is a little awkward. But I said, sure. He looked at the students and he said, we'll be right back. I'm going to go outside and talk with him for a minute. I walked outside with him and the principal. This was the superintendent and the principal in Arkansas. When we got out, I found out the Christian principal didn't like the fact that we were playing Christian music. Well, I wasn't planning on taking off, you know, my cap of faith because you didn't like it. Well, this is America. This isn't Russia or China. This isn't some Middle Eastern nation. No, this is America. That's why people come to America, because we are the light of the world. You know, Lady Liberty enlightening the world, right? Liberty enlightening the world. Yeah, within the confines of what? He who gives liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And he who makes men free. Who's that? His name is Jesus Christ. So the professed Christian principal didn't like the fact that we were playing Christian music. Well, I wasn't there to compromise first and foremost, like most professors do. Then they wonder why God doesn't show up. So all of a sudden I look at him and I said, sir, I just want to tell you something right now. If you cancel this assembly, I guarantee you it's going to backfire on you. Oh, by the way, if you'd like to see that video, I have that on video as well. Pretty interesting stuff, what took place in that school. I said it will completely backfire. It's called My War. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's My War. Also got the comic book that goes along with it. But all of a sudden, when I'm talking to this principal and this superintendent, you know what I started hearing, friends? I heard 700 feet in unison, in concert, hitting the floor saying, let him speak. Let him speak. Let him speak. Goes back in, cancels the assembly. I don't think there was a student literally in that school that did not walk by us, help us unload our stuff, and load up. And ask us to do an event in the middle of the town. So you know what we did, friends? Well, they tried us. So we proved our God once again. I'll tell you how the story goes in just a minute. Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check me out on Facebook. Bradley Dean. Fan page and personal, like them both. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, talking about a high school assembly that I did in Arkansas. Hey, folks, I want to say this really quick. You think they're worth fighting for? Less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go into the professed church in America goes to the younger generation. Apparently not to the church. They're not worth fighting for. I would ask that you would consider supporting this ministry. By the way, I'd like to add on to that. Who is our posterity valuable to? His name is Barack Hussein Obama. And to any other dictator. Why? Because they know that if they want to change the future, they're going to have to sow into the present. Is that what they're doing? Sure is. Remember back in 2008... 68% of the age demographic between 18 and 33 years old were the ones that voted for Barack Hussein Obama. But for some reason, Bradley, I just don't, you know, those kids. Those kids, I'll tell you, yep, those kids reflect us, do they not? Yep, so they're worth fighting for. They're our responsibility. They're not the state's responsibility. They're not the government's responsibility. Furthermore, the government has no business in the education of your children whatsoever. So, in saying that, let's win them, friends. They're ours. Wisdom is justified by our children. What does our reflection look like? I'm not always talking, friends, about, you know, just cursing the darkness. I'm talking about lighting a candle and leading the way. Because what you're about to find out is these kids are willing to move on the light that you give them, but you have to give it to them. So if you would consider supporting this ministry, I'm going to get back to the story with Arkansas and how it unfolds. Please do consider supporting us. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also, if you'd like to support us, you can actually buy a comic book, which is second to none, and it goes along with my war. The content of what I'm talking about right now is actually on video, and you can see it. It's called My War. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, and also you can donate online as well, sonsoflibertyradio.com. back to Arkansas. Folks, after I started hearing 700 feet hit the floor in unison, let him speak. Let him speak. Let him speak. Is that the voice of the state-run media? Absolutely not! They don't want you to know that everything they're attempting to do is backfiring. They don't want you to know that the younger generation are sick and tired of being lied to, not just from this generation, but from those that are dropping them off at the school gate 5 days a week for 8 hours to be indoctrinated. Well, the pastors and the parents love on them through conversation, having coffee, talking about everything that doesn't matter. And I said talking, not bringing forth resolve. No, if we did that, then we'd actually have to mean what we say and fight for our freedoms. Yep, just like someone fought, bled, and died to give you. See how that works? I'm not being sarcastic, friends. I'm being serious. But man, we need to start to understand there needs to be fervency within our hearts by the Holy Ghost, who descends in fire. We serve a consuming God who is a consuming fire. We are called to be ministers of the flames of fire. We need to get, friends, you think it's a little radical, some of the stuff these folks are doing today? Yeah, maybe it's time to respond. It's not like they're obeying the law or anything, right? Because when I was in that high school in Arkansas, and that superintendent shut it down. Oh, by the way, what we also found out is he pulled our pay away, I don't know how many, 23 hours away. He took like $2,500 for our bus to get out there and back. It's very expensive, friends. This was just a little drop in the bucket to get us out there. He decided it'd be really cute once he seen the students back, everything that he was doing completely backfired on him. He canceled both our checks. Wasn't that cute? Well, once they said, let him speak, they came out to the bus. They helped me load up. They said, will you go set up and have a concert in town? So you know what we did, friends? We went up and to the main center of this little town. It was like Dukes of Hazzard from the 70s. When I was a little kid, I remember Dukes of Hazzard. But in saying that, it was just like that. I was looking for Boss Hogg and Bo and Duke. So we went and got a permit from the mayor. Not that permits are legal, friends, but we went and got one anyways. A permit to set up in this little building in the center of this little town in Arkansas because we were asked to leave the school for teaching the Constitution. The students asked us to set up. We went and set up. Before we knew it, the homosexual mayor came into that little place that we were setting up in the middle of that town in Arkansas and said, I heard what just happened in the school. Get your blank out of here. Before we knew it, friends, we had these cop cars around this little building with a German shepherd. Like, are you dealing with criminals? Or are you dealing with people that are actually here just to educate your students because you're not willing to do that? So we got our stuff and we left, and they followed us all the way to the main highway, 45 minutes out. They were treating us like criminals, friends. Got back home, we found out from our attorney we could have sued them to no end. I'm not about that. But you know what, friends? It just gets to the point sometimes where you need to stand up because, again, justice is the guardian of liberty. Bradley, but you know what? You know, you're always talking about how you want justice. I know. That's why I'm practicing what I'm preaching. I don't always like the resolve. I don't always like the options that I might have. But you know what? Sometimes, folks, you have to nail them where they're at. And when they're that blatantly criminal, namely this gay mayor in this particular situation, he had no lawful reason to ask us to leave. And what was interesting about it, friends, was the superintendent was across the street watching everything. And I'm telling you what, friends, when you get that kind of response, you better bet your bottom dollar there's some kind of crimes. Some sort of crimes being committed by that older generation. By that mayor. by that police force to act in such a fashion, by that superintendent. They were all in it together, friends. But you know what? We got the truth out for the time allotted. Now let me go back to Kabul, Missouri. Remember when I told you that the principal shut down the assembly for showing that picture of Samuel Armas grabbing the doctor's finger? I was advocating life. Just like in Arkansas, I was advocating liberty through the education of our founding documents. Well, in Kabul, all these students came down to me. And you know what they said, friends? This is what I'm going to lay to your candor. They said, what are we supposed to do? They said, what are we supposed to do? Hey, friends, what are they supposed to do? The students across the country are asking me, what are we supposed to do? The students across this country are not falling for the indoctrination that the parents are allotting. This hypocrisy that falls on the younger generation across the country, it's not flying, for a better way of saying it, friends. It's backfiring. Here's another myth. Oh, this administration, man, he's got all these young people that just love him. No, that's not true at all. It's not true at all. Friends, why do you think the state-run media and the little ground feeders attack me so hard? Because the truth exposes their darkness. And they don't know how to respond when they're uncovered. You know what? But they're being emboldened when they're uncovered today because they see that the American people allow their darkness rather than reprove it. Folks, the younger generation is asking me, what should they do? I want to give you some more responses from a college that I did in North Carolina. These are the responses from the students after we did our presentation. We did about 7 or 8 classes in this one particular secular college in 2 different days. One thing it taught me, said one of the students, this is college students, not high school students. One thing it taught me from the get-go was to listen and focus on what was being said and shown. It opened my eyes a lot to situations and things that have and are going on around personally and publicly. I would have loved to have stayed longer and learned more. I appreciate you bringing them. Sons of Liberty gave me an amazing presentation. They made me realize that without soldiers, we wouldn't have freedom. Look what, folks, this is after an hour presentation. This is what they came away with. They made me realize that without soldiers, those that were willing to fight for their freedoms, we wouldn't have our freedoms. They said, one student replied, how do we know what's right or wrong? The Sons of Liberty helped answer some of that. Friends, these are college students, not elementary students. One student said, I was very interested in what the Sons of Liberty presented to us in class. I do wish that we had more time to hear their whole presentation. Friends, you get to hear it 6 days a week on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, if you'd like to give us a call, please do. If you're one of those students, please give us a call. If you're one of those parents that's taken responsibility and gotten your kids out of the cesspool of indoctrination, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
To the Sons of Liberty, friends. Talking about the responses from the students at the college in North Carolina. The high school students asked me after an assembly that their principal shut down because I was advocating life. What are we supposed to do? Let me take it a step up to the graduates from high school that are in college now. One student said, I particularly agreed with their argument that we are not educated in the foundations of our government, such as the Constitution and Declaration of Independence. How will we know when our rights are being trampled if we aren't educated in what those rights are? Did you hear this, friends? What's the problem in our country today? I particularly agreed with their argument that we are not educated in the foundations of our government, said one student in college, such as the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. How will we know when our rights are being trampled if we aren't even educated in what those rights are? They're asking me what they're supposed to do? Friends, America, they're asking the older generation what they are to do? Another student said their presentation helped us become more aware of every detail when it comes to reading and thinking critical. Of course, it's education, friends, not forced indoctrination. One student said, I learned a lot about our Constitution and our rights as Americans. One thing I found interesting, said one student, and also made sense, is that our government really has become weaker with more issues because we have lost our morality as a country. Of course. That's why they're demoralizing you, friends. And they can't make you do something that you don't subject yourself to. In other words, you can't blame Hollywood if you're the one paying for the tickets. You can't blame the teachers when you already know that they're... Folks, the unions are the teachers, the NEAs, that are appointed to demoralize, friends. Remember John Dumphy said that they were appointed to do what? to proselytize to a new faith as they attack Christianity, your foundations. Princeton College, Witherspoon said that, listen, those that don't believe in God are enemies to your nation. Of course! He's the giver of your freedoms and liberties, friends. All right, I'm going to take one, some young man from Florida. I got Chris calling in. Thank you. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. How are you? Oh, I got to push this up here. Folks, we got a new system here. Chris, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you, brother, from another mother?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Breaking up a little bit. Are you good?
Yeah, I am good.
All right, yeah, we're getting the bugs out, I guess, huh?
Well, I guess we are. I don't know what's going on with that line, but I know that it's... We good? Go ahead, Chris. Keep talking, please.
Yeah, I was loving your message Saturday.
Okay, wow, he really sounds like we're going to have to work this out. Sorry, guys. I'm really sorry. Going to have to drop that phone call. Going to have to work that out. Folks, let me get back to this. Thank you for your call. Hey, Chris, call back in again. We're just working this through again. I apologize, friends. Going back to some of the comments from college students in North Carolina. One thing I found interesting and almost made sense is that our government really has become weaker with more issues because we have lost our morality as a country. Of course, if you're not going to be ruled by God, you're going to be ruled by tyrants. So who would attempt to demoralize you? Another student said, the Sons of Liberty taught me to know my rights and stand up for what I believe. Of course. And everybody knows what you believe by what you stand up for, right? Highly informative. It really made you stop and think about how the world in America actually works. Yep. How do you do that? Just show them their foundations. The way they tied the things we were learning in the class and with the slideshow made it really fun and interesting to hear. Of course, I was talking to a professor today. He wants us to come into his college. I said, well, I guarantee you one thing, my friend, they're not going to get bored. The response almost, folks, I haven't heard a response outside of what I'm about to share with you. After 2.5 hours, hours of the presentation, they wanted to hear more. I really like the Sons of Liberty and the attitude they brought to the class. Yeah, it's an attitude that's much needed today. Folks, it's time, America, that you get attitude. That's the point. That's what these young people are noticing. I learned that the Ten Commandments and our faith in general is a huge part of our government more than what I knew. Of course. I didn't even have a student stupid enough to say what an adult would say when they say, brother, we're not a theocracy. Are you complaining about government? Yeah. Then you're on God's side. Why are you kicking up against the goads? I learned that the Ten Commandments and our faith in general is a huge part of our government more than what I knew. I was glad they came to educate us. I thoroughly enjoyed the presentation that the Sons of Liberty gave. He really had me thinking. It's amazing how the Holy Ghost works, isn't he? Doesn't he? How it works. Amazing how he makes you think. Makes you to think. He spurs you on. He influences. He beats, he leads into all truth. He gives you perfect knowledge of every circumstance and opportunity that comes before you. Praise God for the Holy Ghost. He really had me thinking. Hey, folks, if you want to do something for God, you're going to first have to get their attention. I hope I'm doing that. The world does it all day long. My eyes were open, said a student, when they talked about the connection of religion and the law. Hey, folks, James Wilson rightly said, religion and the law are twin sisters. You can't separate them. They're one and the same. I would have liked to hear the whole presentation. Folks, we just gave them 45 minutes to an hour. It was a great honor listening to them. It was an honor for us to be there, my friends. I was very surprised that they understood the Constitution as well as the Bible and were able to not only completely define the two, but were also able to compare them and find the key relationships and similarities that they both share. Folks, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Folks, I'm going to keep pushing this and pushing this and pushing this. Hey, friends, have you ever been in a restaurant before and you're always trying to figure out why you keep hearing that same song? And it is garbage. Now, I'm not giving you garbage. I'm giving you gold. Folks, the reason people pack these stadiums out because no matter where you go, those that are promoting those songs that are worthless and junky and talentless, they keep throwing them on you long enough. Sooner or later, you're going to start singing them, right? You don't know why I keep reverting back to the same topics? Because it's important that you understand. It's these two simple foundations that you might know that will eradicate the dilemma in which you are in today. It will dissolve the problems only when you stand and act and give spirit to the words. I was very surprised that they understood the Constitution as well as the Bible and were able to not only completely define the two, but were also able to compare them and find the key relationships and similarities that they both share. One and the same. They brought out some good points that steered my way of thinking about the government and the Constitution differently. Praise God. It didn't seem like we had enough time. I would like to hear more. College students at a college in North Carolina just last week, a professor just sent them over to me. I didn't realize, said a student, how closely connected God and the political system was. I know you didn't. That's why we came. They made me think differently than I normally did, and I learned so much in that little time we had with them. Folks, I would even go so far as to say they learned more in that 40 years in high school. They just unlearned it that quick. Since I was in elementary school, said a student, teachers have told me that our class wasn't allowed to pray together before lunch. Really? They made me believe that it was a legit rule, and Professor Dean, he said, let me know that that fact was in fact not a fact. It was untrue. I would recommend anyone and everyone to hear them speak. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, do consider supporting us. 1-866-233-0747, 1 John 3:18.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.